Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you better believe we're going to go to the room. Thursday Night Football, a couple of LCS games today. So lots of cover during Lightning Bets here. But Jake Hassan had some breaking news. Jake, what do you have to share with the class?
Don't worry, everybody. We have Stephen's A-list for this week. Top NFL teams after week six. Number five. Yeah. Coming in at number five, the New England Patriots. And number four, the Pittsburgh Steelers. At number three, the Kansas City Chiefs. At number two, the Indianapolis Colts. And at number one, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bell.
It's worse than my list.
No. Oh, yeah, it is. It is, actually. There you are. Athletic, Sammy P, Stephen A. Tom Brady.
I shaped my list off of power rankings, not power ratings. Those are different. And I did not want to put a 5-1 team behind a 3-3 team. I just didn't. Now, if we were going to do power ratings, who are your, from an odds maker standpoint, I wouldn't have the Bucks in the top five, but it is what it is.
Damn.
That's a seal.
Do you think it was a little bit closer to a seal? Yeah. Wonder if Stephen A's dog is in studio. That would really piss Gurch off. If he had his own office. People used to do that, I heard. At the BetMGM Network studios. People would bring their
dog.
Who
used to bring a dog in?
Are you joking? You don't know this?
I've never heard. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Trista would bring her dog to the studio. Yes.
Why?
And Gurch, who never went to that studio, very bothered by this.
I wouldn't bring my dog to work.
She would bring her dog. And I saw your guy GRP posted a video with Trista in it because she was interviewing Drew Dinsick about the NFL. So, you know, I mean, he's on the warpath right now, so... any kind of content he's going to get from G. Croucher or Drew, he's going to put out there and try to pick apart.
I saw he made another announcement or two today.
I saw he was going to make the announcement. I didn't actually see the announcement. I'm sure it will fall flat, per usual. All right, let's go to the room.
Where's the room?
Paul Aston here. Paul, where are we starting? Football or Major League Baseball?
Let's do baseball. Run through baseball, and then we'll get to football. All right. First game, a 6 Eastern, 5-ish Central, 5-8 Central start for Brewers and Dodgers. First game in Los Angeles in this series. So we're going Trios under a single at -140. Guess he's getting a hit. Most but props at BetMGM. This is Glasnow under 6.5 strikeouts at -175.
Oh.
Yelich. Yeah. Yelich under a single at -150. They're fading glass now again, under 15.5 pitcher outs at minus 115, and the number one most bet prop for a guy that can't see the baseball, much less hit the baseball. I guess he did have a C9 single RBI the other night. Ohtani, home run, plus 250.
Wow. They're fading Ohtani? Oh, no, he's hitting a home run.
No, they're hit.
There's no way they're
going to. I'm saying they're still like, buying that at plus 250. Dude can't hit his way out of a shoebox.
Why? Yeah, it was a celebration when he got a single the other day. You're right. I don't get that. Okay.
He's due. All right, yep. Blue Jays Mariners. They are all over home run props in this game. Vlad home run, number 5 most bet prop, at plus 400. Number 4 most bet prop, Springer home run at plus 400. Number 3, Suarez, home run at plus 425. Today, they're betting Naylor to hit a home run at plus 500. Mm-hmm. And to go with the over theme, I guess, is what they're counting on. Luis Castillo, under 15.5 pitcher outs at minus 185, the most bet prop at BetMGM for Blue Jays Mariners tonight.
Okay, so between the two baseball games, what are the highest juice props that are very popular today? Because I heard a lot of minus prices.
Castillo under 15.5 pitcher outs at minus 185 is the juiciest, I guess we would say. Glasnow under 6.5 strikeouts at minus 175 is right up there as well. Yelich under a single at minus 150.
Glasnow under strikeouts, Castillo under on outs.
Yep.
I hope they both lose. That'd be good. All right. What do you have NFL wise?
All right. So NFL, where is the room for Browns for Steelers, Bengals? A lot of receiving yards they're eyeing. So number 5 most bet prop at BetMGM for Steelers Bengals tonight. Chase over 74.5 receiving yards. Looked, I believe that's minus 115. DK Metcalf over 64.5 receiving yards, about the same price. Noah Fant over 27.5 receiving yards, the third most bet prop at BetMGM. Here you go, Sam. Number 2 most bet prop, Chase Brown under 13.5 rushing attempts. That's what you want.
Ooh, okay. That's good. Yeah. I like the over on yards, yep. But this is a good sign.
And number 1 most bet prop for tonight between the Steelers and the Bengals, Darnell Washington over 22.5 receiving yards.
Wait, what? Who? To do what?
Yeah, he's a minus 130, by the way. He's like, what, their backup tight end, number 2 tight end?
Darnell Washington. Did you say yes. Under or over?
Over 22.5 at minus 130.
Oh, my God. I got to bet the under on Darnell Washington. Are you kidding
me? Let me check something. I believe I may have seen something earlier that would point to this. Oh, no. I was looking at most receiving yards against by tight ends. I mean, they're both bottom 10, but it's not like they're the worst or something.
Not bad. Yeah. Nothing crazy. Yeah. Somebody had to say something, and now it's out there. He had 5 for 62 in their last game the other day against Cleveland. So I guess that's why. I don't know. First 3 games, he had 0 yards. That's the larger sample. That's one I would look at. Okay. Bet Darnell Washington. Wow. All right, Sam, lightning bets. What are you thinking? I want to think more after hearing some of those reports.
Right. I'm going to do the Chase Brown over on rush yards, 44.5. That is such an insanely disrespectful number. If he runs for 22 yards, then I'm done with him. But I think this is a good buy point, and I'll take the points. Give me 5.5 with the Bengals.
Okay. 5.5. We'll make that a show play because I like the Bengals too. I'm going to take the Bengals and the points. Chase popping there scares me. he's always going to be up there. But it's just enough for me to say I'll do the Flacco attempts like I was thinking. 36.5 Flacco over on the attempts. And I'll tell you, just after hearing how popular some of those heavily juiced props are, I'm considering going oppo, whether it's Darnell Washington to go under, Glasnow to go over on the strikeouts. I think we all could see that because they're laying $1.75 on the under. And Castillo on the outs, going opposite that. You said they went under, so the bet would be the fade would be over, right? -185
Yep.
Okay. Interesting to take a look at. But yeah, I'm doing bagels and I'm doing Flacco attempts. I'm thinking about Toronto Seattle under after all of these home run props, after seeing what 17 runs last night. Like, but I would think that's going to climb throughout the day. So maybe I'll get there on that one as well. Paul Aspen, where are you going?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll just repeat one of the ones from 10 toes down. I like the Lions to take it to the Bucks on Monday night. So we're going alts there. Detroit -9.5. And Maryland backing up Sam on Maryland. Money line against UCLA.
All right. I know Jake Hassan will have some baseball plays. Swing big on your next bet with an MLB postseason odds boost token. Use your token to net a bigger payout on a winning bet at BetMGM. Jake?
I can't shake the feeling that Scherzer's just going to be the Scherzer 5 years ago. I'm probably the idiot. Can't wait to get clowned for it tomorrow. But I'll take the Blue Jays on the money line. I think that they might that there's a good chance they win after the rooms on all of these homers for Mariners guys too. I actually feel better about that. So I'll go Blue Jays on the money line. I think they continue to keep it rolling. And I already liked Glasnow, but those unders make me feel amazing now. Mm-hmm. So over 6.5 Ks, that's plus money for Glasnow, and I'll ladder it up to 10. 10 strikeouts for Tyler Glasnow is 12-1. Does anybody think that's right? Anybody. It's better than 12-1, actually. So I'll be on the Glasnow ladders, too. He has really good history against this Brewers lineup, more than a 30% K rate and a pretty good sample size. So I'll take okay. Glasnow over the Ks and over and up the ladders up to 10.
So the streak stops at 6. We're going to get a home team winning tonight?
I think the Dodgers win.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're going to sweep. Wild. Like, it's just the Brewers got nothing.
We do. How long's the other one going? 7?
6.
Okay.
5.
I think 7. 5? Seattle?
How long's the World Series going?
4, 3.
Yeah, you 2. Got Toronto Blue Jays. You need that. You need this one.
I need Toronto. You're right. I do.
Yeah. What was that, Paul?
Saying, how long is the World Series going? Dodgers versus either.
5.
5.
Yep.
3, 2, 1, 5.
That's it. We decided. 100%. All right. Join us for a Football Friday tomorrow. Be here 9 a.m. Eastern. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Thanks for watching and listening to Bet Sweats right here on the BetMGM Network. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. If not, and tell a friend. Talk tomorrow right here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.